Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball game. We are at Yorktown High School, home of Class 3A, Sectional 24, tonight the championship game. Tonight's game features the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Newcastle Lady Tigers, and you're listening to PutMeInSports.com. I'll mention we are at Yorktown Tiger High School. We are thankful to be here. Yorktown High School, located at the 1100 South Tiger Drive, Yorktown, Indiana, 47396. Right here where the collars, black, white, and Kelly Green. The principal at Yorktown High School is Stacy Brewer. The athletic director is Paul Heidenreich. Paul Heidenreich, the AD, he tells me he's been here for 6 years. Prior to that, he was at Shelbyville, Indiana, Shelbyville High School. That's the same high school that Kurt Alton and his troops went to play girls basketball sectional about 8-10 years ago. That's where the big snow happened. It did take about a week to 10 days to play the girls sectional at Shelbyville. He tells me he was there. And then I told him, I said, I got there early. I made you turn the lights on. I was there 2 hours before the game. And he was inquisitive of why I was there. But I like to be on time. My dad demands it. We'll mention the athletic trainer right here. Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball game. We are at Yorktown High School, Class 3A, Sectional 24, championship game for the sectional. Tonight's game features the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Newcastle Lady Tigers. So we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll let you know first for the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The school was founded in 1965. It was conglomerated from Jackson Central to Hamilton Heights. The school enrollment, 739. The performance, Class 3A, Sectional 24, that sectional taking place at Yorktown High School. In their sectional, it started with Jay County, Yorktown, Delta, Muncie Burks, and tonight it's Hamilton Heights in Newcastle. We'll let you know the principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. And the athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhshuskies.org. They wear the collars orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams, or 15 members in the Hoosier Conference. We have an East and a West. We'll mention the order of finish for 2022 is like this. At number one, Dempsey Central. Number two, Hamilton Heights. Number three, Lafayette Central Catholic. Number four, Northwestern. Number five, Shipton. Number six, Twin Lakes. Number seven, Western. Number eight, West Lafayette. Number nine, Rensselaer Central. And number 10, Lewis Staff. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights, currently 17 wins, 5 losses. They finished 4-0 in the East of the Hoosier Conference. Offensively, per game average, 22 game average, the Lady Huskies are scoring 49.1 points per game. They're giving up defensively an average of 33.6. The head coach for Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is Mr. Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry working in year number 6 at Hamilton Heights. 98 wins, 47 losses. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Lady Trojans have a school enrollment of 970. Their school was established in 1895. They're Class 3A Sectional 24. They are here at Yorktown, Yorktown Sectional. We'll mention the principal at Newcastle High School is Kirk Ammon. The athletic director is Ron Baker. The athletic secretary working feverishly, I believe that's Cheryl Benton. We'll let you know Newcastle High School is located at 801 Parkview Drive, Newcastle, Indiana, 47362. You can reach them by telephone at 765-593-6670. On the web, you can find them at NewcastleAthletics.com. On Twitter, at NC Trojans. They wear the colors green and white. They have performed in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. There are 8 teams in the Hoosier Heritage. They finished like this. Pendleton Heights, Mount Vernon, Newcastle, Shelbyville. At number 5 is New Palestine, Greenfield Central, Yorktown, and Delta. Presently, the Newcastle Lady Trojans are 14 wins, 9 losses. They finished 4-3 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Points per game average, this is an average, 23 games, they average 47.7 points per ball game. They give up an average of 45.9. Again, we'll mention we are at Yorktown Tigers High School, Yorktown, Indiana. That's 1100 South Tigers Drive, Yorktown, Indiana, 47396. Right here at Yorktown, they wear the colors black, white, and Kelly Green. Their principal is Stacy Brewer. Their athletic director did a tremendous job with this sectional. He always does. That's Paul Heidenreich. Paul Heidenreich, he also puts on a good baseball sectional. And I'm sure Hamilton Heights can attest to that also. We'll mention athletic director coach Paul Heidenreich has been here 6 years. Prior to this, he was at Shelbyville. I remember him from Shelbyville. I walked in for the sectional. I was a couple hours early, and Mr. Heidenreich had to turn the lights on for me. Very kind gentleman. We'll also mention right here, we'll talk about Saturday, February 5th, the semifinals. Semifinals, and this includes the Hoosier Conference. 8 Hoosier Conference teams working on Saturday the 5th. A lot of snow games from Friday. Here's how it ended up on Saturday the 5th of February. At West Lafayette, Twin Lakes got the win over Western, 78-61. Second game at West Lafayette on Saturday, Dayton Central, 70, Peru, 33. At Yorktown, right here, it was Hamilton Heights, 46, Delta, 16. At Eastbrook High School, it was Tipton, 47, Blackford 36 at Lewis Cass High School. It was Lewis Cass 35, Delphi 24. At Attica High School, it was Lafayette Central Catholic 56, Clinton Central 18. At Marion High School, it was Northwestern 50, McCutcheon 51. And at Rensselaer Central got the win 57-42 over Boone Grove. 8 Hoosier Conference teams advanced to tonight's ball games. We'll miss a couple of them played Monday night, last night. They'll have the remainder here tonight. We'll talk about those in a moment. We're getting ready for our national anthem. 5:50 out. 6:55 on the wristwatch. 7 o'clock start time. Yorktown High School. Good hand clap. A lot of folks on hand. We'll miss it. Both teams working tonight. Also tonight, 7:30 contest. Indiana Pacers are at Atlanta to battle with the Hawks. And then 2 big-time college basketball games tonight. Indiana University at Northwestern. A 9 o'clock game. I'll be able to see part of that when we get home. And also at 9 o'clock tonight, Illinois at Purdue. So we're getting ready for the national anthem. Quite a few folks on hand here tonight. As we're getting final instructions from public address. And then we're getting ready for the anthem. I believe we're going to hear the anthem performed by public address. He has a fine job. Very cool. We'll listen tonight. We'll set the hymn for the national anthem.
Oh, may you be my walker in life, what so proud in me is, and what I must be. Whose love right and grasp are, will the peril of fight, for the ramparts we walk, where the jealous and round his windows, the birds in the air, in flow through the night, that our hearts will still bear. Oh, say does there
starting lineup first to the visiting team. We'll talk about the non-starters for Hamilton Heights. Wearing number 3, that's Taylor Harley. Number 12, Aubrey Baber. Number 13 is Katie Brown. Number 14 is Jocelyn Wolfgang. Number 15 is Vivian Lynch. Number 25 is Kennedy Perry. Number 23 is Cassidy Staples. Number 34 is Morgan Ottinger. The starters for the Lady Huskies. Wearing number 2, a 5'6" sophomore, that's Ella Hitchcock. Number 4, 5'8" senior, Mia Shields. Number 10, a 5'9" sophomore, Cameron Hunter. Number 24, a 5'8" sophomore, that's Hadley Carey. And number 42, a 6'3" senior, Michaela Moran, the head coach for Lady Huskies, is Keegan Cherry. Now, for the Newcastle Lady Trojans, the non-starter. Number 2, Presley Gibson. Number 5, Ava Stern. Number 13, Morley Blessinger. Number 25 is Kinsey Clark. Number 30 is Chloe Vaughn. Number 32 is Katie Matthews. Number 33 is Zane Young. Number 44 is Harry McTeer, also Daly Bush. And what a week watching. The head coach is Molly Bates. We're letting you know the starting lineup for the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Number 3, 5'2" junior, that's Emma Hart. Number 10, 6' junior, that's Sacagawea Watson. Yes, Sacagawea Watson. Try to get that right throughout the evening. Number 15, the 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Meek. Number 20, the 5'6" senior, Emma Blackburn. And number 24, she's 5'4", she's a junior, J.C. Green. Newcastle Lady Trojans, 14-9. Hamilton Heights Lady Hessen, 17-5. We'll mention the opponent for one of these two teams in the regional at Belmont coming up on Saturday at 10 a.m. start time. We're going to play against Garrett. Garrett, currently number 2 in the state, that's the ranking. Garrett, they are 25-1. So right now we're going to play for the sectional title. Right here at Yorktown High School, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, Newcastle Lady Trojans. Getting ready to tip it off. Hi, Taylor Moran, 6'3", senior for the Huskies. Going to jump it up against number 10, Sacagawea Watson. She's a 6 foot junior. There's the whistle. Here comes the toss. See if it's a good one. It ain't bad. That's a good toss. Tipped around, finally picked up in the front court by Newcastle. They're moving around the perimeter. Working right side, 15, Maddie Meek. Back out top, point guard, Emma Hart. Emma Hart sets up the lineup. She'll move it left side, well behind the arc, that's Emma Blackburn. They're moving around the perimeter. Back out top, they'll take it to Maddie Meek. Working against her is Cameron Runner. Tipped away near your steal. As Ellen Hitchcock couldn't bring it in. They're working back in the front court at Newcastle. Looking for the first shot, we play 30 seconds. Bounce pass, and it's stolen. Faster right to Mia Shields. She's to the front court. She'll take a 3-point shot off the mark right side. She's taking a left elbow extended. Couple of steps behind the arc, rims off. Rebound, Newcastle. Newcastle in the front court. 7-12 on the game clock. First quarter, we just begun. It's going to be a good ball game here in the works. You can just feel it. Working it around the perimeter. Outside 24, J.C. Reed. Works it back right side, triple threat available for Emma Blackburn. She'll take it inside. Inside out play, they'll get it back out 15. Maddie Meek. Outside, 3 points down the wing. Emma Hart shot with a go rebound. Hamilton Heights. Cameron Leonard passes it to the front court. Mia Shields crosses the lane. Went baseline, nowhere to go. Had to bring the ball back out. They'll reset with Ella. Back to the corner against Amina. She'll dribble in. In the paint. Lost the handle. Tips it back out to have the Sherry. Sherry with the basketball. She'll pass the right side behind the arc. 3 points down on the way. Wouldn't go. Mia Shields. Rims off. Bounce high. Came down. Rebound. Collected right there by number 10. Sacagawea Watson. Watson with the basketball. They're working around the perimeter. Working right side. Emma Blackburn. Back out top. Emma Hart. She'll bounce and get a traffic violation. Emma Hart took that step, didn't earn the step. Jumps out, trying to make a pass, and it's all traveling. They'll give it back to Hamilton Heights. No score. We've almost played 2 minutes. Clock moving right now, 6:03. Crossing the timeline on a walk pace, Ella Hitchcock. She calls out play number 1. She'll work her right side. She'll pass it back at Jenkins. Out near the center circle, from Amelia Shields. Coach Keegan Terry calling out directions. Calling out the play. Back to Ella Hitchcock straight away. They'll reset the offense. Work it right side. He is still dribble in. She'll go baseline through the lane. Trying to make a pass. It's tipped and stolen by number 20, Emma Blackburn. See the front court. Newcastle. Emma Hart behind the arc. She'll work it right side. She'll dribble in. And Blackburn. She'll dish off. They'll get it back to Sacagawea Watson. Fans wanted to travel. No call, no whistle. Look pretty close to a travel from here. Outside arc, 3 points down, good. Granted the bucket, Emma Hart. 3 points on the scoreboard, Emma Hart gets the first bucket in tonight's ballgame. 3-0 contest, Newcastle in front. him that hikes in the front court on the dribble, he's going to work it right side, and Elliot Hitchcock. He's got the dribble, to kick it outside, to have the carry, she'll dribble in, free throw line, back to Ella, behind the arc, just pass it off, has the carry, then it's all a block shot, going back the other direction, on the dribble, it's Patty Yates. Going to be a foul in the front court, then it's called in on the Lady Huskies. They're going to whistle this foul. We're going to whistle this on Ella Hitchcock, number two. She's got one. Team foul number one. Haley Roten going to enter the ballgame. Mia Shields going to take a breather. They're going to bring it in the front court from right in front of the Husky bench. 3-point shot on the way. Got it. Got it again. That's Emma Hart. She's got 2 3-point bombs. Early in this ballgame, it's 6-0 Newcastle. 4.5 minutes left. First quarter. Going to work head sign. Just stop and pop a shot. Tiffany Roten, shot when you go way there in the heart. Crossing the sideline and working in. Going to be a strip foul. Going to call a foul on the Huskies. Going up to the shot, got a piece of the arm. They're going to whistle this on Hamilton Heights. They've got two. That foul whistle there on Cameron Rutter. She's got one. At the free throw strike, Maddie Meeks, she gets the first one. Maddie Meeks to the strike, she's shooting 79%. She's now 64 for 81. Hadley Cherry going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame, he is healed. Second shot also good. Maddie Meeks to the strike. 8-0 contest. Newcastle in front. Lady Huskies crossing the timeline. Working that right side behind the arc. Going to go baseline drive. That's Mia Shields. Mia Shields going to bring the ball back out. They'll reset the offense. Kaylee Roten. She'll go back to Mia in the corner. Back to Roten. She'll take a three. Right elbow extended. Rimmed around. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Rebound picked up there by 24. J.C. Reed. Defense in the backcourt. Goes off the leg of the Huskies. Going to give it back to Newcastle. They'll bring it in. It's going to be full court pressure applied by the Lady Huskies. In the backcourt, picked up for dribble, Maddie Meeks. Passes to the front court, Emma Blackburn. She'll pop the shot. Got a 14-footer. Good. Credit to Lurkin. Emma Blackburn. 10-0 contest. Timeout, Lady Huskies. 3:39 left. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll let you know about the Tipton Tribune. Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the Christian newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman for updates on area games and matches. Going to be brought in 84 feet away. Going to be brought in by Lady Huskies. We have the pressure in the backcourt brought in by Cameron Runner. She gets it into Ella Hitchcock. No pressure, though. We're running with Cameron. Working on defense here. J.C. Reed. So get it back to Ella. 14. She'll pass it outside the arc. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go for Mia Shields. Rebound foul is going to be called. They're going to whistle this one on Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights is going to pick up another foul. It's going to be whistled on Ella Hitchcock. She's got two. Team foul number three. Thus far for Newcastle, no foul. 3:22 on the game clock. The pass across the front court, tipped away by Mikayla. It's stolen right there by Ella, so they get ahead. To Mia Shields. It's going to be an offensive foul. Mia Shields did drop the shoulder. Going to get her for the foul. We're seeing entering the ballgame for the Lady Huskies, number 13, Katie Brown. Taking a breather, Mia Shields. She'll pick up her first. She'll take a breather. That's foul number four here in the first half. We're still in the first quarter. 3:12 left. 10-0 contest. Lead. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Ella Hitchcock got the steal. She goes left side off the glass. Layup for two. Ella Hitchcock. 10-2 ball game. To the front court, they're working around the perimeter. Out top, Maddie Meeks for three. Rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound. Sacagawea got the board and it's tipped away by Cameron Letter to get it to the point guard, Ellen Hickok, crossing the timeline. 2:40 on the game clock. Ellen Hickok works it inside free throw line. She'll work it right side, 3 points count on the way. We go. That was Paige Brown fighting for the board, Cameron Letter. Back the other way, Emma Hart with dribble. Free throw line just trying to tip it away. It's going to be stolen. Stolen by Katie Brown, but it's all a jump ball. Jump ball going to give the offensive possession arrow to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it in backcourt right in front of the Huskies bench. Cameron Leonard will bounce it in to Ellen Hickok. Cameron Leonard to the front court being picked up immediately by Jake Reeves. She wears number 24 for Newcastle. Elbow, left side, Katie Rose took back tail dribble. Reached up the offense near the center circle. She'll dribble left, looking for an outlet. 2:08 left. Behind the back dribble, still dribbling in. She go off the glass. Wouldn't go. And Katie Roten with a good dribbling exhibition couldn't hit the layup back the other direction. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, short off the mark. Maddie Meek took the three. Didn't draw iron. It landed on the baseline. We're going to sub back in the ballgame. Kathy Perry back in the game, but a step back in, taking a breather for the Lady Huskies. Katie Brown. In the ballgame for Newcastle, number 5, Ava Sturz, 6-foot senior. 10-2 ballgame, Lady Huskies in the front court. 1:42 left here in the first quarter. We're going to work the ball around the perimeter. Work it outside. Katie Rose, she'll dribble in, right side to Ella. Ella going to go elbow right side, tip it back out to Katie Rose. Ball's loose, ball's on the surface. Katie picks it up, they're working inside, trying to get into Michaela. No foul called. She's in the paint, lost the handle, going to be picked up on the baseline by Newcastle. That's number 15, Maddie Meek. There's going to be a foul on the baseline. Michaela Moran is going to get a bump foul, not Maddie out of bounds. Michaela has one in the contest, Lady Huskies with 5. We're going to see Mia Shields back in the ballgame. Taking a breather right here for the Lady Huskies. It's 42, Michaela Moran. About a customary spot for her to take a breather. Long quarter break. 1:17 left. Field in the backcourt. Cameron Leonard. I'm going to say that ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Newcastle. Some good sportsmanship right there. Cameron Leonard. Slapping 5 with Maddie Meeks. That's some good sportsmanship. Could be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Could be brought in by Mia Shields to get in. Have the chair. She'll drive the paint. Left hand is over with Joe. Got it blocked, pulling back the other way. It's Emma Hart. She go off the glass, took up the bucket. Trying to draw the charge right there was Ella Hickok. No whistle whatsoever. Ella hits the deck. 2-point bucket good. It's 12-2. We'll wait for the scoreboard to there. The scoreboard caught up. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot good. Kennedy Roten. It's a 12-5 ball game. 43 seconds left. First quarter, trying to get the ball across the timeline. They do with the pass. Maddie Meek across Emma Blackburn, going to be a steal. Kaylee Roten comes up with the steal. 30 seconds left. Lady Huskies in the front court. Straight away, she'll take a three. Rims off, that was Ella Hickok. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Maddie Meek. 22 seconds left. To the front court. Emma Hart moves to the right, takes a three. Rims off, when go. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Kaylee Roten. 12 seconds across the timeline, Katie Roten. She'll hand off to Cameron Leonard. 8 seconds. Cameron's going to dribble outside the paint. She'll turn around. She'll feed it out top. 3-point land for Katie Roten with double. Rebound. Newcastle has called off. They blow the whistle. We come to the first quarter break. Newcastle in front. 12-5 over the Lady Huskies. And again, we'll let you know, 8 Hoosier Conference teams competing for sectional championships tonight. We'll mention first, it was last night. Last night, Harrison defeated, take that back, Northwestern got the win over Harrison. Harrison out of West Lafayette. That was in Marion. So Northwestern got the Marion sectional title. At Lewis Cass last night, Carroll got the win over Lewis Cass, 52-37. Games being played tonight at various sites here on the 8th day of Tuesday, the 8th of February at West Lafayette. tonight. Twin Lakes going against Benton Central. Twin Lakes 19-5, Benton Central 25-1. At Yorktown right here at Hamilton Heights, 17-5 going against Newcastle, 14-9. Rensselaer Central High School, the only unbeaten team, South Central, they're 25-0. They're going against Rensselaer tonight at 17-6. At Eastbrook, Tipton going against Winchester, Tipton 21-4, Winchester 22-1. And at Attica, Lafayette Central Catholic 20-4, going against North Vermillion, 18-8. Balls in the front court. Newcastle on the dribble, working the right side. Blackburn, Mia Shields got that ball last touch out of bounds there in the left corner baseline. Thought it was off of Blackburn. Official thought different. So Blackburn will end down the basketball left of the bucket. Pretty much in the ultimate corner right here. Hamilton Heights clear block right there, giving her trouble. They top it in backcourt. They're really deep in the front court, I should say. Emma Hart on the dribble. We're going to get Ella Hickok. Talking about a 5-second call, and they get it. Ella Hickok moves her feet. 5-second call. Going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. That will be a turnover in the Newcastle book. 7:38 on the game clock. Brought inside court, in the backcourt by Cameron Runner. Gets it to Ella Hickok, works to the right side. Katie Roach should go baseline, should go through the lane, kick it back out. Mia, back to Ella. Ella dribbles it back out, back to Mia. They're working inside Michaela. There's going to be a foul call. Michaela made that reception up tall. Hard to get to the basketball. 6'3", Michaela Moran. They whistle the first foul on Newcastle. It's whistled on number 10. Saka Joia. Watson, she got one. Key foul number one. They toss it deep in the front court. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll pass it left side. Katie Roach out top. They'll work to Mia. To the corner. Ella. Back to Katie. She's open for three. And she got it. Same play as last time. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot good for Katie Roach. The 12-8 ball game. Outside the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Rims off for Maddie Meek. Couldn't do it. Rebound. Ella Hickok. See the front court, they'll pass it in. They'll get it to Mia. No foul called underneath, they'll get it into paint. Turnaround step for good. Michaela Moran into paint. 2-point bucket is 12-10. Newcastle by two. Ball's in the front court, Newcastle. Lady Trojans. Timeout called. Newcastle. Coach Molly Bates is going to call. A 60-second timeout. Hoosier Conference, should say Hoosier Heritage. Hoosier Heritage Conference, sectional championship on the line tonight. There are two games here on Tuesday, February 8th at Mount Vernon. This is a 4A sectional 9 game at 16-8. It's Mount Vernon going against Pendleton Heights at 19-5. And right here at Yorktown, Class 3A sectional 24, Hamilton Heights 17-5. Going against Newcastle, 14-9. Got to mention a couple of birthdays happening tonight. I'm very thankful to mention my father-in-law. That's Mike Orr. He's celebrating a birthday here on the 8th day of February. And my grandson, he's my son's son, TJ's son. His name is Rowan. Rowan turns 5 today. That is a special birthday when you turn 5. They're getting ready down the basketball. Front court. Going to be brought in by 15, Maddie Meek. Ball to the front court. Cross from the scores bench. She'll bring it in the front court. She'll toss it in to Emma Hart. Going to double her, double beat her. She'll pick up her dribble. Going to be stolen. Going to be a steal in the steal back by Maddie Meek. The ball was temporarily stolen by Cameron Rutter. Going to be a traveling violation. In the paint right there, Emma Hart. Trying to find an outlet to pass it. She took an extra step. Going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. 12-10. Lady Huskies a chance to tie or go up with a three. Let's try the three. Kaylee Roden got it. Right corner baseline. Kaylee Roden nailed her third. 3-point bomb here in the first half. There's 6:09 left in the second quarter. They're going to whistle foul in the backcourt. They're going to call this on Hamilton Heights. a lot of Hamilton Heights fans jump up in disbelief. Christy checking in for Newcastle, number 13, Morley Lessinger. Lessinger is going to check in the ball game. Taking a breather is Emma Hart. Taking a breather for Hamilton Heights is Ella Hickok. She'll get a short breather in the ball game for her is Kennedy Sherry. She's a freshman. Wears 25. Outside the arc, 3 points got good. Newcastle Lady Trojan, Maddie Meeks. The 15-13 ball game. Cameron Runner on the drive to the corner on the dribble. Take it back out to Kennedy Rose and taking a double dribble. She knew it. She dribbled once, won the pass. Passing lane closed up. She put the ball down again. Double dribble, going to give the ball back to Newcastle. 5:47 left. Second quarter. Newcastle by two. Ball's in the front court. 15-13. Inside the arc. 2 points down. Wouldn't go for Blackburn. Rebound by Kayla Moran. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. Blackburn will take that back. We're going to help her up to her feet. It's going to be a foul whistle on Newcastle. Daka Gowiez. Watson's going to pick up the foul. She's got two. She'll take a breather. In the ball game for her is number 5, Ava Stearns. Ava Stearns, a 6-foot senior. We'll mention Newcastle with two seniors. Hamilton Heights with two seniors. 5:33, ball brought in to the Lady Huskies. Now time for that ball. Mia Shields will dish it. Right side. Kaylee Rosen to the corner. 3-point shot wouldn't go. That was Katie Brown. Katie Brown back in the ball game. They're working behind the arc in the front court. Newcastle. Blackburn. Cross court pass. Tipped away. Stolen by Katie Brown. To go the distance. Hard off the glass. Wouldn't go. 15-13. 5:08, ball in the front court. Off the glass, 2 points shot, went double. She got tripped up, they're going to call a foul. Usually when that trip happens, you're going to call a blocking foul. And that's what the case is going to be. Going through the foul stripe once again, Newcastle Lady Trojan, Maddie Meeks. As mentioned, Maddie Meeks shooting above 80% on the season. She gets her first one, she'll get one more. 16-13, Newcastle by 3, and now by 4. Maddie Meeks got them both. 17-13, brought in from the backcourt, Cameron Runner. Tosses it in, Mia Shields. She'll walk it across the timeline right in front of the scorer's bench. She'll work it out top, she'll pass the right side, Katie Brown. Get pass back to Mia, 14-footer straight away, rims off long, with go. Rebound secured, 24, J.T. Reed. To the front court, Blackburn. Tipped away, picked up by Reeves. She'll dish it off teammate. Now on the dribble, number 5, Ava Stearns. Out top of the basketball, she'll pop a shot. Blackburn, 3-point shot, wouldn't go from left elbow extended. Rebound, Katie Brown. She'll dish off. Cameron Runner across the timeline on the dribble. She'll work it around to go to the corner with it, Katie Brown. She'll work it in the, Michaela. Michaela in the paint, got the bucket off the glass. Michaela got fouled. She'll shoot one. 4:20 on the game clock. Foul's going to be whistled on 15, Maddie Meeks. Maddie Meeks picked up her first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 3. Lady Huskies with 7. 4:20 left. 3-point play opportunity. Michaela Moran, she'll fly it. She gets it. 3-point play, Michaela Moran. She's shooting above 58% on the season. We'll see her next year at Hanover. We're working through the front court. Picks it up. Tracks it down. J.C. Reeves. Saves the possession in the front court. Kicks away. Kennedy Perry puts her hands up. She flexed the basketball. Comes up with a steal and she got fouled in the back court. They're going to whistle this foul on 24. J.C. Reeves. At 4 on the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Foul number 1 on J.C. Reeves. Taking a breather out of the ball game is 13, Katie Brown. Ball's out front with the basketball. Hamilton Heights will pass it to the corner. Katie Rook, she'll dribble, working against her. Stearns, they go baseline. It'll be a block from behind. Block shot, granted the block, 15, Maddie Meeks. Block the shot of Mia Shields. Ball goes out of bounds. Hamilton Heights gets the ball back. Taking a breather is Stearns. Back in the ballgame, number 10, Sagagoria Watson. Where's number 10? She's back in the game. She's feeling good. So Katie Brown still in the ballgame. Maybe help you here bring in from their own baseline. Deep in the front court, they're working right side to be a shield. Left side well behind the arc. She'll find part of that Jack Kennedy Rose. Outside the arc, 3-point shot rims out short. Mia Shields couldn't get it. Rebound, Maddie Meek. She'll take it to the front court on her own. She'll work it inside to Watson. She'll go baseline and kick it back out. Morley Blessinger. They'll work it to Blackburn behind the arc. Back to Sagagoia. Watson couldn't get the shot. Rebound fought for it. Picked up by Cameron Runner. She'll go to the front court. She's going to draw a foul. Going to be a foul in the right hand in the 10-second line. They're going to whistle this one on 24. Stacey Reeves. She'll pick up her second foul in tonight's ballgame. She'll take a breather back in the ballgame, number 5, Ava Stern. Going to be brought in slightly in the backcourt by Cameron Lunner. Front of the cheer block right here. She'll toss it in. Mia Shields. She'll cross the timeline at a walk pace. The right side, well behind the arc, Katie Roten to the corner. Katie Brown back to Roten. Roten going to square up. She'll take a 17-footer straight away. Wouldn't go rebound, Maddie Meek for the Lady Trojans. Ball's in the front court. They'll go to the corner. Blackburn on the back heel dribble to keep her dribble alive. Looked to get inside. Couldn't get it into Watson. They're moving around the perimeter. Maddie Meek out top. She'll work it inside out to Watson. Inside out to try to tip it. It's tipped away by Katie Brown, gets it up to the front court. Shot taken there. Layup couldn't get it. So goes right. Mia Shields goes up for the layup. Got fouled in the act of shooting. Nice steal in the backcourt by Katie Brown. They're going to whistle a foul on Maddie Meeks. She has two. Team foul number 6. So we're 6 bonus on the count and fouls the rest of the way here in the first half. 2:39 left. We're in the second quarter. Free throw line for Hamilton Heights. Mia Shields shooting 75%. First one rims off, wouldn't go. Back in the ballgame, we're going to see Kennedy Sheridan, freshman for the Lady Huskies, number 25, taking a breather. 13, Katie Brown. Mia Shields going to get one more. She's 44 for 60 on the season. 75%. She'll eye and slide the second one. Rims around, falls in. 17-17. First tie ball game we've had since the tip-off. 2:34 on the game clock. To the front court, Watson. She'll dish off left side, Maddie Meek. She'll drive the lane, take a floater in the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Cameron Leonard. She'll save it. Get it to the hands of Mia Shields. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way. Kaylee Roten hits another 3. Kaylee Roten has 3 3-point bombs here in the first half, to my knowledge. Going to be thrown away in the front court. Going to be non-tech. It's going to go to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought up from the back court. Cameron Lemon going to bring it in from the side court in front of the left side of the bench area, Hamilton Heights. 2:05 left in the ballgame. We're going to see Katie Brown back in. Taking a breather. Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry, good. Defense there in the last position. Knocked the ball free. Worked it to the front court. Got to the foul line. Got one of the two. That's Mia. She's in the lane right now. Some dribble. Left handed off the glass a bit hard. But strong right there. Rebound. Watson. So picked off Emma Hart. Emma Hart straight away. 1:48 left. Here in the second quarter. They're working into Watson. In the paint. 14-footer turnaround. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Mikayla Moran. So picked off right there to Cameron Leonard to the front court. Spin move. Elbows. She'll pitch it back out to Kaylee. Kaylee Rose to the corner. Mia Shields for 3. Rims off. Went go. Fight for the board. Tips out of bounds. Last touch by Newcastle. Right there under the bucket. Cameron Leonard went up for the rebound and tipped out of bounds by the Lady Trojans. 1:26 on the game clock. Going to be brought in. Hamilton Heights left of the bucket on the baseline. They get it into Katie Brown. She launches the 3. Wouldn't go. Rims off. 1:20 left. 20-17. Lady Huskies by 3. We're in the second quarter. Yorktown sectional. Class 3A sectional 24. The winner of this game will travel Saturday early morning or maybe Friday night, stay in the hotel. They'll be at Belmont High School, about 7 miles from Ohio. Pretty good little journey. They get the ball. It's thrown out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. 1 minute left. We're walking across the timeline. Right side, they're working to Kaylee Roden, back out to Mia Shields. Behind the arc, Katie Brown. Shot on the way, ripped off long. We go, rebound. Emma Hart, 48 seconds left. Crossing the timeline, Emma Hart goes in the lane. Tries to dish off, she does. It's stolen by Michaela. And Cameron Runner gets the ball stolen from her at half court. She goes the distance. Saka Gawea got the steal. She went half court to the glass. Took a floater in the paint, about a 10-footer, and banked in, and she got fouled. She'll shoot one. They're going to check on her. She hit the floor hard. Saka Gawea Watson. Where's number 10? She's a junior, 6 feet tall. See if they're going to shoot for her or going to let her shoot. We'll see. Checking in the ballgame, we'll see. 13-1 to check in. That's Moreland Blessinger. Say, why the gentleman just checked in the broadcast? That's Chad Nickum. Chad Nickum, a good friend of mine. I'm glad to say that we are friends. He had a ball game tonight. 3-point play is good for Saka Gawea. Let's check her out of the ball game. She's got the bonus right there. 3-point play to go to the bench area now. Checking in for her, J.T. Reed. But yes, Chad Nickum. Chad Nickum, a good man. He went to see his granddaughter play basketball tonight. Couldn't be here. We were going to talk to him at halftime. It's the public address right there at Newcastle. And if you went to the final games, the finals last year in basketball, you heard him work. He's the public address. He plays tremendous music. He's a big REO T-Wagon fan. And sometimes he'll even play role with the changes without being recommended. He's a good man. That's Chad Nickum. I hope he and I will go fishing, get some bass maybe this summer. 36.9 left. Hamilton Heights going to bring up the distance. This is after the 3-point play. Short timeout, 32nd timeout called. We're back ready to play basketball. Just under 37 seconds left. Bounced in, got into Mia, back to Cameron. Cameron going to walk across the timeline at a walk pace. Working against her is J.T. Reed. She'll work at the left side, 26 seconds. She'll work in the paint. To take a floater, it wouldn't go. Short off the rim, rebound. Blackburn just tosses to the front court, picked up. Reeves with the basketball, back to Blackburn, to a back pedal dribble. Reset the offense. That's Emma Blackburn, straight away. Green set, good screen set there by Marley Blessinger. They're working around the perimeter. Outside the arc, Emma Hart, to a back pedal dribble, to take a three. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Credit the board to Katie Brown. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score, tie ball game. 20-20. Both teams going to go to their locker rooms and speak of the devil. Roll with the changes shows up right here, first song here at halftime. Say, what that public address must like REO. It's the third time he's played Roll with the Changes. And I'm not complaining. We'll mention a Roll with the Changes, REO Speedwagon, Six, and Loverboy. They're going to be at Ruoff. They'll be at Ruoff Music Center. That's in Noblesville. Get your tickets now. Say, what that lawn area does see a lot of folks. They're going to be at Ruoff Music Center on June the 10th. June the 10th, coming up not too far away. We'll get back to the warmer weather. They're going to kick off their tour, 2022 tour. They're going to kick off in Michigan. Their first date of their tour will happen on May 31st. REO Speedwagon, Six, and Loverboy. We do thank you for tuning in. PutMeInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil boys basketball, girls, varsity, Lady Huskies basketball, and we've got three games on the webpage for Lafayette Central Catholic. You can capture their game. I think it's third game of the season they played against Cobra Academy. If you want to tune in this Friday, Tipton going to host Cobra Academy. And also baseball each spring at Lafayette Central Catholic Knight High School. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. And I'll also mention honored to support Indiana's game. That's the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. They are proud partners of the IHSAA. Speaking of the Pacers, Pacers are in action tonight. They are at the Atlanta Hawks. The game tipped off at 7:30. It's just begun. And if you haven't been paying attention, the Indiana Pacers are making some pretty big trades. Yeah, they're trading some players, trying to do better for the future. They got rid of Sabonis, they got rid of Holiday, and they got rid of Lamb. And I tell you what, they just got rid of a guy at LeVert that scored 42 points a couple of games ago. And they're reorganizing their team, evidently. So we'll just hope for the best. So we'll miss it. Good brackets going on right here at Yorktown High School. We're making the path to being here tonight. Class 3A, Sectional 24. Newcastle got the win on Tuesday. That was February 1st. Newcastle got the win over Muncie Burris, 57-13. That was in the nightcap on Tuesday. Then they went on to play Saturday, February 5th. Newcastle got the win over Yorktown. Yorktown did take an early lead. Newcastle comes back, gets the win, 46-37. Newcastle Lady Trojans currently 14-9 on the season. The Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, their path to tonight's ball game. First game at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, February 1st. The Lady Huskies needed overtime to get by Jim County. That game ended up 32-32, tie at regulation. Nobody scored in the final 3 minutes of that ball game. That's kind of amazing. Then they put 4 minutes on the clock for overtime, and nobody scored for the first 3 minutes of overtime. We'll mention overtime. Hamilton Heights got the win 4-1, courtesy of Cameron Runner. 5:26 on the game clock. We're at halftime intermission. Winner of this contest will travel to Belmont High School. We'll let you know the feeder system, the feeder sectional for the Belmont sectional, the regional actually, coming out of Woodland. Woodland sectional, that's Garrett. They already won it. They won that on Saturday. That was Class 3A sectional 21. Garrett currently 25-1. Garrett will be the opponent for whoever wins this game here tonight. From the Yorktown sectional. It's going to be Hampton Heights or Newcastle, Class 3A Sectional 24. They'll play at 10. And then the winner of the Mississinawa West Lafayette Sectional will play. Mississinawa Sectional, that's 3A 23. That's Heritage going against Belmont. And in the West Lafayette final game happening tonight, 3A Sectional 22, it's Twin Lakes versus Benton Central. Yes, those are two Hoosier Conference foes. They're both from the West Division. We'll mention the other sites for regional competition. Going to happen at Jimtown. Jimtown and Belmont, they're in the lower brackets. Higher brackets is in Greencastle and Charleston. And of these dates, there'll be eight of them. They'll find out who wins the regional. Then they'll go on to semi-state the following weekend. that semi-state, I should say, later that evening in the regional, 8 p.m. for both championship games, 8 p.m. And then the semi-state will either happen at LaPorte or at Loganport. So that's a semi-state. That's way far in the distance. Probably not worth talking about, but we just did. 3:11 left on the intermission clock. And, we are thankful, and we'll let you know you are listening to an education-based varsity high school boys basketball game. This game is being made possible through Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. Robbie Kendall, providing broadcast capability for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We'll let you know. Final polls. These are the final polls. Class 3A. Class 3A basketball. We'll let you know. At the top, it's South Bend, Washington. South Bend, Washington, they've already claimed the 3A19 title. They got the win in their sectional. They're 23-3. At number two, it's Garrett. Garrett also claimed their title in the sectional. 3A, sectional 21. They are 25-1. They're at number two in the state. Number three in the state at Benton Central. They're currently playing for the title. Class 3A, 22. Benton Central, 25-1, going against 19-5, Twin Lakes. That game also started at 7. Number 4 position in the state is Silver Creek. Silver Creek, 22-2. They're going against Corydon Central tonight for the title in 3A, sectional 30. Norwell, they're 19-5. They lost to Belmont in the sectional. Number 6 is Jay County. They're 20-4. They lost to Hamilton Heights on February 1st here in sectional 24. Number 7 is Washington, 22-3. They're playing tonight. They start at 7. They're going against Vincent Lincoln. Number 8 and number 8. Yep, two are tied at number 8. Hamilton Heights, 17-5. They're here going against Newcastle. And Mishawaka Marion, they're 20-6. They lost to South Bend, Washington. Tied at number 10, there's a couple. Class 3A, sectional 32, Evansville Memorial. They're 21-4. They're going against Gibson Southern tonight, 7 o'clock start. Also, Twin Lakes, class 3A, sectional 22, 19-5. They're going against 25-1, Denton Central, also a 7 o'clock start. At number 12 in the state, class 3A, sectional 30, that's Corydon Central. They are finished 21-2. They were defeated by Silver Creek on February 8th. Take that back. They're going against Central. They're going against them. Silver Creek tonight, Meyer. And at number 13 is West Lafayette. 12-11. They've lost to Benton Central. First game of the sectional. Three Hoosier Johnson teams right here in the top 13. Class 3A final poll. We're getting ready for second half. Second buzzer has fielded. Right on the floor. It could be inbound by the Lady Huskies. Alternate possession arrow going to be brought in. Adjacent from the scores bench brought in by Cameron Leonard. Slightly to the backcourt. Ella Hickok. 20-20. Tie ball game. 7:54 left. We're in the third quarter. Front court with the basketball. Cameron Leonard. He's going to throw the ball away. Could be picked off right there on low pass elevation. Picked off by number 20, Emma Blackburn. 7:42 to work it down low. Sagagawea off the glass. Wouldn't go. Just outside the paint. Rebound secured by Ella Hickok. 20-20. 7.5 minutes left. Third quarter, back pedal dribble out top with the basketball. Ella Hickok. She'll work it right side on the dribble. Picking her up in the heart. She'll hand off to Cameron Runner. Out top to Terry Roten. Back to Cameron. Cameron being guarded there by J.C. Reeves. She'll work it in. That's Ella Hickok. Working out to Terry Roten. Back to Cameron. She'll dribble in. She'll take a shot inside the arc. 3-point shot good. About a 17-footer for Cameron Nutter. Great score. 22-20. Lady Huskies by two. 6:57 on the game clock. And you steal the backcourt. Stolen by Cameron Nutter. They're going to call a blocking foul. Cameron Nutter in the paint. Trying to go up and take a shot. Blocking foul going to be the call. We're going to whistle this one. On 15, Maddie Meek. She picks up number three in the ballgame. 6:52 left in the third quarter. Cameron Nutter going to the foul strike. Cameron Nutter shooting 81% on the season. She gets the first one. Cameron Nutter now 78-96 on the season. She'll eye and fly the second one. She's got both of them. 24-20. Lady Huskies by four. They'll bring it in. Blackburn back to Maddie Meeks. Now back to the point guard, Emma Hart. She'll pick up the dribble in the backcourt. Putting the pressure on him. But I'm trying to get the 10-second violation. They'll throw the ball away. It's picked up in the frontcourt by Mike Taylor. Mike Taylor Marina. So we're into the frontcourt now. With the basketball, going to be a foul from behind. Newcastle going to pick up another foul. It's Maddie Meeks. Couldn't get out of there in time. It's showing three on the scoreboard. So we'll just go with that. Maddie Meeks for three. Going to get timeout. 30-second timeout called by Newcastle Molly Bates. 6:36 left. 4-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. We're making this game of Jim Parking brought to you by Chris. And Fishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great trucks, great prices, and great customers. You can reach them by dialing 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations, one in Fishers at 8599 East, 116th Street, one in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Going to be in down left of the bucket. Huskies in the front court. Looking to trigger it in. Mia Shields puts off it deep in the front court. Gets a Cameron Nutter. Back to Mia. Behind the arc. 3-point shot. Off the rim. One go. For the last set. Off the leg. Fight for that board. Kaylee Brooks and Emma Blackburn. Ball comes down off the leg of Blackburn. Lady Huskies going to inbound, driving the bucket on the baseline. Mia Shields to toss it in deep in the front court to Ella Hickok. To the right corner, Kennedy Roden back to Ella. She's open, she'll take a three. Short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound in the Blackburn. She'll pass it to the front court, going to throw it away. Going to be picked up there by Kennedy Roden. Picked up the steal. 24-20, Lady Huskies in the front court. 4-point advantage. They go reverse layup off the glass, credit the bucket to Cameron Nutter. Quite a shot for a sophomore. In the front court, thank you, Gouveia Watson. Pitches off to Emma Hart to go off the glass. Got it over the top of 6'3" Michaela. That's Emma Hart at 5'2" gets the bucket. 26-22. Lady Huskies in the front court going to slow it up just a little bit. Picking up a screen. House out to work it down low off the glass. That was a 50 blown assignment. They worked it into Mia. She goes not uncontested off the glass for two. 28-22. Hamilton High full court pressure in the backcourt. The dribbler across. Does Maddie Meek. Double team. She'll pass out of it to Blackburn. Right side to Emma Hart. Emma Hart has the triple threat available. She'll bounce it in. It's a steal with him. Stepping in front of the pass right there is Kaylee Roden. She gets a consecutive steal. 28-22. 6-point advantage, Lady Huskies. Dribbling in the paint. Ella Hickok. She's going to go off the glass. No foul called. That's kind of unbelievable. But back the other direction. Blackburn. In the Blackburn cross court. Skip pass. Hit in the heart. She'll take a 3-point shot. Got it. Right elbow extended. 3-point bomb, a couple of steps behind the arc for Emma Hart. 4:37 on the game clock. 28-25, Lady Huskies by three. Outside the arc, 3-point shot thought about. She'll dribble in. Kennedy Rose is going to be killed. Picked away and stolen by Emma Blackburn. She'll stop, pop, and shot. Hell, she'll pop it from just outside the paint. That's a 6-footer off the glass. 28-27. Then you have she's by one. And that's calling off and she's fouled. Setting up, drawing the charge right there is number 10, Shaka Gowea, watching. We're going to whip to the foul on Cameron Runner. That was a peculiar foul. Cameron takes up number 2. That's 1 in the second half on the Lady Huskies, 2 thus far for the Newcastle Lady Trojans. Now we're down low in the paint. Off the glass, Cameron Dyke, no defense. Got way to go for J.C. Reed. Spread the board. Michael Moran, 3:53 on the game clock. Third quarter, outside the arc, they're working inside. Going baseline drive, reverse layup. We go for Mia Shields. Rebound, Maddie Meeks. She's taking the second pass across the timeline to Watson. Watson going to get it back to Meeks. 3:36 left. 3-4 shot on the way outside. We're in the round. Way to go. That was in the heart. Rebound, J.C. Reed. Ball goes loose. Last set by Newcastle. We're going to give it back to him tonight. We'll be right of the bucket. 84 feet away, J.C. Reed. Going to guard Cameron Leonard. She's been on her like glue all night long. Across the time on that drop pick. Ella Hitchcock. The dribble in. She'll back pedal back out. Katie Roten dribbles in. She'll bring the ball back out. She'll go baseline. Cross court skip pass. Ella Hitchcock. She went to take the three. Corner baseline. It's a Kaylee. They get it down low. They're going to call jump ball. They got it down low to Michaela. Michaela dropped that ball down where they could get a hand on it. And they tied her up. Jump ball. Alternate possession area goes back to Newcastle. So they're going to bring the ball in. Emma Hart going to cross the timeline on a dribble. Could be a double team right there in the corner. She passes out of it. 3-point shot on the way. Good. 3-point shot. Maddie Heath. Puts Newcastle back up by 2. 30-28. Maddie Heath for 3. 2:46 left. Third quarter. On the dribble outside. Bring it back and forth outside the arc. She's going to bounce it in and looking for a cutter. Looking for Mia to cut. Mia broke off her cut. Bounce passes it out of bounds. Six different pages right there. Gives it back to Newcastle. The pass now to Blackburn. Gives it to Maddie Meeks. She'll cross the timeline on the dribble. She'll go behind the back. She'll dish it left side. Emma Hart on the dribble. She'll bring it back out. She'll pass behind the back to Maddie Meeks. She'll dribble in. She'll go off the glass. Couldn't get the shot, but she'll shoot twice. Maddie Meeks. Emma Hart working well right there on offense. She's going to whistle the foul on Michaela Moran. Michaela picks up number 2 in the ballgame. No team with 2 here in the second half. First shot good, Maddie Meeks. Maddie Meeks above that 80 percentile. Right there at the free throw line, she averages 16.7. Second shot also good. Maddie Meeks at the stripe got both of them. 4-point advantage for Newcastle, 32-28. Across the basketball, back pedal, dribble, Ella Hitchcock to go the corner with it. Mia Shields for 3, left corner baseline, wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Maddie Meeks. She'll pass it, try to get across the timeline. Reading the pass right there, almost intercepting, gets it out of bounds. Kaylee Roten, I've said it before, Kaylee Roten, just a junior. She has a basketball IQ that is phenomenal. 2:03 on the game clock. They'll bring it in to Emma Hart. Position back out. Emma Blackburn on the dribble. Gets inside the arc. Back to Emma Hart. They'll go to the corner with it. Maddie Heath. She'll take a dribble inside. Jump pass. Skip pass. 3-point shot. Good. Emma Blackburn for 3-point layup. 35-28. Newcastle by 7. 1:38 on the game clock. Going to dribble in. To the corner. Ella Hitchcock for 3. Shot's going to go. She hits the deck. Rebound. Collected right there by Emma Blackburn. She'll dribble across the timeline. She'll go all the way. She'll pop the shot. Going to be blocked by Michaela. That's 12-foot. Michaela got a piece of it. Picked up there by Ella Hitchcock. In the front court now. Cameron Runner back to Ella around the perimeter. 3-point shot. Kaylee Wilson. Rimmed around and fell off. Rebound. Michaela Moran. They're going to call her for a foul. He was leaned over. Guy on the baseline whistled it and called her for her third foul in tonight's ballgame. So they're going to bring it in from the backcourt, 84 feet away. Left of the bucket, Emma Hart's going to have full court pressure. They bring it in to Emma Hart. They get it back from Maddie Meeks. Across the timeline on the dribble now, that's Emma Blackburn. Picked up their double team. Elbow right side, third. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, and we go. Shot taken by Maddie Meeks. Couldn't bring the ball down. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Huskies. 54.1 left here in the third. 35-28 left of the bucket. Could be brought in. 3-point territory there in the heart. Takes a couple of shots there. Working in for El Hickok. Towards the left side. 45 seconds left. Cameron Runner guarding the basketball. That's Emma Blackburn. Going to be pitched to the backcourt. Going to be knocked out of bounds. Good hands by Mia Shields. It goes in the backcourt. It goes out of bounds right in front of the Husky bench. A couple of coaches had to get up, let her bring the ball in. Brought in by Emma Blackburn to Emma Hart. Back to Blackburn in the front court. 32 seconds left. Picked up her dribble. Cross court skip pass. Maddie Meeks out top to Emma Hart. Emma on the dribble. Picked up a good screen right there from Stern. Picked that back to Blessinger. Morley Blessinger picking up a good screen there for Emma. They work at right side. 11 seconds left. Working at right side. Emma Blackburn picked up her dribble. Stolen. Stolen by Cameron Rutter. Going to be a foul called at half court. Emma Hart trying to slow her up. Going to pick up the foul. It'll be a blocking foul. There's 5.2 left. Cameron had a lot of room, a lot of time to go, coast to coast. But the foul slowed her up. It's going to be the first foul of the ball game. Whistle on Emma Hart. To the backcourt, 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Ellen Hickok, the dribble in. Take a shot. No foul call. Shot wouldn't go. A lot of friction right there. But no foul was called. So we're at the end of three quarters. At the end of three. Newcastle Lady Trojans, 35. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 28. Territory advantage. We'll mention this game is also in part and brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. On the web, you can find them at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And now they have Titus Bakery and Deli. It's located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. Grab a donut or a hot breakfast. Visit Reynolds Farm Equipment along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. And stop in, if only to please your taste buds, at the Titus Bakery and Deli. They're going to inbound the basketball. It belongs to Hamilton Heights Ultimate Possession. Tip it back to the backcourt. Ella Hickok in the front court now. Works to the right side behind the arc. Mia Shields to a dribble baseline. She'll bring it back out. Toss it out top to Ella Hickok. Working the right side now the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Mia Shields nails the 3-point jumper from left corner baseline. 35-31. 4-point advantage for Newcastle. The pass to the front court, Emma Hart. Good job by Emma Blackburn. They'll work it down low, J.C. Reed. Inside out, play Maddie Meeks. Couldn't get the three. Fighting for the board. Going to be a rebounding foul called on Newcastle. They're going to whistle this one. On number 10, a double check here. 10 stack of Julia Watson. Picked up number 3. Team foul number 4 on the Lady Tigers. Second half, Lady Huskies with 3. 7:20 left. Fourth quarter, 35-31. Newcastle by 4. On the dribble, out top, the worker right side, Kaylee Roden back to Mia. Mia back to Kaylee, left elbow extended. Behind the arc, you work inside, Ella Hickok. Right corner baseline, jumper. 3-4 shot, wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Rebound, Emma Blackburn. Blackburn gets it to the front court, Emma Hart. 3-point shot on the way, rims off, win go. Rebound, Watson. Put back is good. Saka Gouveia Watson. 2-point land right there, point blank range. He averages almost 7 per game. They're trying to work it in. Ella Hickok going to throw the ball away. And be picked up by Emma Hart. And Emma Hart going to get called for a double dribble in the backcourt. So a turnover and then a turnover again. Going to get the back to the Lady Huskies left of their own bucket on their baseline. Brought in by Mia Shields. They'll go to the corner, Mia Shields. 3-point land wouldn't go. Rebound. Cameron Runner, reverse layup wouldn't go. Rebound. Emma Hart. 6.6. 37-31. Lady Trojans by 5-6. Ball's in the front court. Blackburn has the dribble, still use it. So go inside the arc right here, go to the corner with it. That's Watson. Cross court skip pass out top. Matty Meeks. Working against Cameron Runner. Thought about a shot there, looking for a travel, no call. Outside the arc. Left corner baseline, ready to go. 3-point land for Emma. Rebound, Stacey Reed. Pinches off. 2-point shot in the paint, ready to go for Matty Meeks. Back to the front court. 5:48 on the game clock. Right corner baseline, they're working underneath. Terry Brooks back out to the corner. They're working to Mia Shields. Outside, they're set up the offense. Ella Hickok to work it down low. Kaylee Roten, reverse layup, wouldn't go. Rebound, putback, wouldn't go. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say it belongs to Newcastle. They want one official looked at the other one, and the other one made a call. A lot of fans on hand not happy with that call, but it's too late. Could be brought in by Newcastle in the backcourt. About 82 feet away from the side court. Brought in to Blackburn. A steal, once again. Kaylee Roten. They're going to call a traveling violation. Coach Molly Bates right there, she saw it. So traveling violation. Couldn't get her feet nailed right there. Almost another turnover. Kaylee Roten, almost another steal. So they're going to call her. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. And brought the ball back into the inbounder, and she was not established yet. So Newcastle gets the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 5:12 left. 37-31. Left corner baseline to bring it back out to Ellis. She'll drive the lane. Block shot. Going to go out of bounds. Credit the block shot. Saka Gouveia Watson. 6 foot junior. Going to be brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. He is healed for the Lady Huskies. Going to bring it in the front court to Ella Hickok. She works in the corner. Katie Roten's open for three. It rims around and falls in. Rimmed around revolution. The rim off the glass. Fell in. It's 37-34. Going to be a kick in the backcourt. Cameron Runner is synonymous with their quick reflexes. They'll give it back to Newcastle. They'll re-end down the basketball. To Blackburn. It's double team in the backcourt. Matty Meeks. Almost a foul there. Katie Roten could have easily got the foul there. They didn't whip it, but she'll feel it now. Katie Roten going to bring it in. She'll pass it off. Cameron Runner, they'll bring the ball back out to Mia Shields. To the corner. Katie Roten, 3-point shot, good. Katie Roten, to my recollection, he must have 5 3-point shots good in this ballgame. Tie ballgame at 37. Shields in the front court, pitch across the timeline. Mia Shields picks up the steal. They're going to call a foul. And two Newcastle Lady Trojans hit the deck. My Taylor wasn't even involved in the collision. They call a foul, and they call it on Mike Taylor. He wasn't even involved in the collision. Two Newcastle girls hit the deck as they collided, playing defense. So Mike Taylor going to take a breather with four fouls. 14 fouls, a cumulative for both sides. We're in the fourth quarter. We're in the second half. Shields. We're going to steal by Mia Shields. To go left side off the glass. 2-point bucket, Mia. Hamilton Heights up by 2. 39-37. The decibel level in this gymnasium is becoming unimaginable. So they're going to call a timeout. They're going to sit down. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's been supporting putting me in sports for all 13 years, and we are thankful. Lisa Stokes Bear, she has enthusiasm, she has experience, and she is knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa, listen. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Sheet Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa by phone or text message 317-513-4086. 317-513-4086. We're going to get down to basketball. Newcastle going to bring it 84 feet, bring it into Blackburn. Pressure in the backcourt. Mia Steele trying to push her out of bounds. She get called for the force out. That force out was not even called on February 1st in the first game here. But anyway, brand new game, brand new dynamic. Officials seem to be doing a pretty good job. 347 brought into the backcourt by Blackburn to get into Emma Hart. She'll bounce it to the front court, Maddie Yeats. She gets away with a step right there. No call. Rebound, J.C. Reeves. They bring down the basketball back to Watson. Now back to Emma Hart. She lost the handle. Going to get jump ball. Cameron Runner in there to tie it up. With Emma Hart, ball's going to go back to Newcastle. You got a gal hurting on the surface right here. She got banged on the noggin. 24, have the cherry. To come out of the ball game, she's being looked at right now by athletic trainer for Hampton Heights, Jan Clifton. Jan Clifton, she's right there every time you need her. So work the ball in to Watson. Out top, Reeves. Reeves going to pass in to Blackburn. They go down low. Watson off the glass, couldn't get the shot. I'll take that back out with J.C. Reeves. Couldn't get the bucket. Back to the front court, Hampton Heights with the possession. Going to be a timeout call by Coach Keegan Cherry. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. We'll mention strength of schedule. Strength of schedule from these two teams. Newcastle Lady Trojans, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll mention Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They play 5-4-A schools during the season. The Lady Trojans play 9-4-A opponents. 3A category, Hampton Heights plays 10. Newcastle plays 7. 2A category, Hampton Heights has 5 opponents. Newcastle with 3. The 1A opponent variety, Hampton Heights do not play a 1A school. Newcastle Lady Trojans play 2. So they're going to take her to the locker room, check on Hadley Sherry. Dan Clifton going off with her. 3:11 left. Kennedy Cherry in the ball game. She wears number 25. She's the cousin of Hadley. The pass through the backcourt. Hampton Heights on the dribble. Cross the timeline. Ella Hitchcock. 3:05 left. 2-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. 39-37. On the dribble out top, Maddie East. Trying to guard the basketball and work it back to Cameron. Out top to Ella. Ella brings it in. Top of the key. Brings it back out, works it right side behind the arc. To Kennedy Cherry. Back to Taylor. Taylor Rose going to drive the lane. To take a shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound in the Blackburn. Blackburn with the dribble. She's going to try to cross the timeline. She'll pass it to the front court. J.C. Reeves. Out top, Emma Hart. She'll drive the lane. To take a floater off the glass, they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul. Looking for a traveling violation. No call. Going to be a right-handed right to the left side of the rim. Off the glass, she'll shoot twice. They're going to whistle a foul on Cameron Runner. She's got 3 in the ballgame. Two shots going to be awarded to Emma Hart. Emma Hart keeps 81% from the stripe. She gets the first one. She gets a congratulatory from Watson. We're seeing Mike Taylor Moran back in the ballgame. Taking a breather, Kennedy Cherry. Emma Hart, she's now 40 for 49 on the season. She got both of them. Emma Hart, good at the stripe. 39-39, tie ball game, 2:24 left. Outside the arc, Mia Shields. Thinking about a three. Pass to back out, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble, being guarded there by Blackburn. 3-point shot. Off the mark right there, left elbow extended. Mia Shields couldn't get it. Rebound, Blackburn. Crossing the timeline on the dribble pace. She'll bring it back out, she's being guarded. Gonna be stolen. Stolen by Cameron Nutter. To go off the glass, she'll shoot twice. Cameron knew she was going to get clobbered. She protected the basketball. She got the shot off. And Emma Blackburn going to draw, going to cause the foul. She'll pick up the foul. Emma Blackburn picks up her first foul in tonight's ballgame. We played over 30 minutes. First shot off the rim wouldn't go. Cameron Leonard, she'll get one more. Entered this ball game at 81% on the season. 5'9" is sophomore. Cameron Leonard, second one is good. 40-39, Lady Huskies by one. 1:55 left. Pressure in the backcourt, and the Hart picked up her dribble. Gonna be a trouble here. Gonna be a steal in the backcourt. Gonna be a steal by Hamilton Heights. Picked up right there, Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron Leonard. Cameron Leonard doing a dribbling exhibition out top. She'll bring it back out. She'll reset the offense. Working against J.C. Reed. Going to be a bump out there. No call. But working through the corner, Ella Hickok. She'll bring it back out. Going to be a foul from behind. Going to be a common foul. Could have been, almost been a push from the back. Probably not late enough in the game to make that type of call. That would take some guts. 1:29 on the game clock. Fouls whistled. On Emma Blackburn, she has two. Those teams with six fouls accumulative, so we're going to shoot the rest of the way on the common foul. 1:24 left. Lady Huskies in the front court. 40-39, Lady Huskies by one. Hold the basketball. Mia Shields, she'll dribble. Watson comes out to play defense. 1:09 left. In the front court on the dribble, Mia Shields. Midfield goes dribble right. We're going to get her is Watson. Back to Galea Watson. Doing a good job. He's getting a kill. Timeout called. Hamilton Heights bench. Didn't want to get that 5-second call. Going to be a 60-second timeout called by the Lady Huskies. 57.9 left in regulation. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by the Hamilton County reporter. Nobody covers your team like the team at Hamilton County Reporter. Hall of Fame sports editor, Richie Hall, makes sure every school in Hamilton County gets the coverage they deserve. Read the Hamilton County Reporter online at readthereporter.com and subscribe to get news and sports delivered to your inbox for only $12 per year at readthereporter.com/subscribe. Again, that address is readthereporter.com/subscribe for $12 a year. Read the Reporter. I'll tell you what, I get that, and I'm glad I do. There's a second dozen. Both in the front court, they'll be brought in by Hamilton Heights. Tip right of Coach Jerry at their bench. Going to be brought in top to the backcourt, Cameron Leonard. Picking her up in a hurry is J.C. Reed. Just across the timeline, 52 seconds. Cameron Leonard on the dribble. 1-point ball game, 40-39. Cameron Leonard, dribbling exhibition. 42 seconds left. On the dribble, going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this foul on Newcastle. 24, J.C. Reed. He'll pick up number 4 in the ballgame. He's got 14 foul number 7, Cameron Runner, going to the foul stripe. Shooting the 1 and bonus. First shot up, short, wouldn't go. Rebound, Michaela. Michaela goes back up. Shot wouldn't go. Might have been done anyway. 34 seconds left. Timeout called. Molly Bates called the timeout. 32.8. Ball is in the front court. Newcastle basketball trailing by 1. This game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts, located in Cicero at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Their team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. They're going to bring the ball in. Second buzzer. Long huddle right there for Newcastle. They're being asked to come out on the floor. 35.7. They must have reset the clock while we were doing a commercial. 35.7 to the inbound half court. To the inbound by Maddie Meek. Just off to the backcourt. Blackburn, that's Emma Blackburn. On the dribble being picked up right there by Cameron Rutter. Cross court, get pass, lost the handle. Off the hands, off the fingertips of Maddie Meek. Goes out of bounds. Lady Huskies get the ball back with 27.5 left. Taking a break out of the ball game for Newcastle is David Stearns. Back in the ball game, Zach Ogawia. Weak Watson. In the front court is going to be a foul call. Maddie Meek is trying to pick off the pass. She's going to pick up the foul. And drawing the foul in the backcourt, almost to the 10-second line, is Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner back to the stripe. Maddie Meek picked up number 4 in the ballgame. Still the 1-1. That's 8 fouls accumulated in the second half on Newcastle. 26 seconds left. First shot rimmed out. Rimmed around and fell in. Rimmed around and fell in. Pretty severe blackout, I'm thinking. And one of the officials having a conversation with him, one of the officials standing on the bench. Second shot up and good. Hamilton Heights by 3. Timeout. 60 seconds. Lady Huskies call the timeout. Coach Pete and Jerry. 26 seconds left. 3-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. This game is also in part being brought to you by ATM Auto. They're in Arcadia. ATM Auto, that stands for a good mechanic. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now, ATM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Right now, they also do restoration of classic cars and trucks. Give them a call at ATM, 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check them out on Facebook at ATM Auto LLC. They're right off of Howard Avenue. Arcadia, State Road 19. Go west, young man. We're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Run into Blackburn, Newcastle. 25 seconds. Double team. They're working in. Maddie Meek crosses the timeline. Find the arc. 3-point shot in the heart. Got the bucket. Ties the ball game. 15 seconds left. There'll be a foul called in the backcourt. It's going to be a 1-and-1. Backcourt foul is going to be whistled on Newcastle. Emma Hart ties the ball game at 42. Checking back in the ball game for Newcastle. We're going to see number 13, Morley Blessinger, checking out of the ball game. Going to pick up her fifth foul in tonight's ball game. 24, J.C. Reed. One-hand bonus at the stripe. Cameron Runner. First shot up and good. Runner recaptures the lead for the Lady Huskies. 43-42. 13.6 left. Second shot for Cameron Runner. Rims around. Hits the backboard and falls in. 44-42. Ball brought in. 10 seconds. 9 seconds. Pass to the front court. Ball pass to Emma Hart. She was driving in. Baseline jumper. Got it. 44-44. Emma Hart hits the baseline 14 footer. She's getting a good hug right there from Coach Molly Bates. Emma Hart tied it with a 3. And she ties it again next position with a 2 from the baseline. Lady Huskies call a quick timeout. 0.7 seconds left on the board. It's tied at 44. In all likelihood, we're going to overtime. You can catch and shoot, but it's tough when you got to go 84 feet. This game also brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. 317-773-4800. They have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and the truck for the Tommy lift is just sure coming handy. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 11, Indiana Express Rentals. Going to bring it 84 feet. Katie Roden is going to throw the inbound. They put 1.2 on the clock. They add 5 tenths of a second. 1.2 left. Fourth quarter tied at 44. It's going to be a long pass. Going to get it in. Long shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. Mia Shields says, well, it's going to be a long shot. We're going to go to overtime. It's only fitting for these two schools. And we'll mention, these two schools did not play the regular season matchup that was scheduled. Newcastle needed the date. They had to play in Greenfield Central for a conference matchup. So they did not get to play. So they're here right now playing each other for the first time this season. Well, making this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, along with banners and window lettering. Sign Production since 1985, located just west of Arcadia. You can reach them by phone 317-984-3765. You can reach them by cell phone or by text message 317-946-2424. Tell you what, that scoreboard is lit up. Fours are wild. Fourth quarter, 44-44. 4 minutes on the game clock for the first overtime. We mentioned overtime periods are half of a quarter. I learned that from Mr. Arnett Cooper. For sure, he taught me a lot. 4 minutes left. We're going to jump it up again. We're seeing Newcastle, number 10, Sakagawea Watson, 6 foot junior. Going to go up against number 42 for Lady Huskies, Michaela Moran, 6 foot 3 inch senior. See if this ball can be as good as the last. The first two is good. That's a pretty good one. Little call, but picked in the backcourt by Michaela, picked up by Mia Shields. Dropped the timeline at a walk pace, Ella Hickok. Left side to Mia, back to Ella. Ellen near the center line, waiting for defense to come out and play. We played 15 seconds, not a lot of defense on Ella. Clock is going to evaporate, but they're going to work it right side. Back to Ella. Nobody playing D on her. 3:33 left. 44-44. Outside in the corner near the scores bench, Ella Hitchcock. 32-minute game, going to become 36. The defense is not invoked. And it's going to be a short game in this overtime. It's just going to run. 3:12 left. Husky fans doing the clapping right now. Halftime with a stationary dribble. Nobody guarding Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock, just a sophomore. She is a very fine dribbler. 2:55 left. Clock rolling down. 44-44. Lady Huskies got the tip. It's overtime. They get across in the front court. And they're just taking some air out of the basketball. 2:38 left. They're going to run the offense. So Terry says, let's run the offense. They're working left side. Behind the arc, we're inside of Michaela. Off the glass, one go. Rebound, Bumper picked up by Newcastle. Ava Stearns with the board. See the front court, Emma Hart. She'll take a long three. Got it. Right elbow extended. Couple of steps behind the arc. Emma Hart gives Newcastle a three-point advantage. 2:12 left. They're going to work the offense. Got to. Got to get that score back. Working it in the front court now. Kaylee Roten, way out top in the center circle, resets the offense. Back to Cameron Lunner. Cameron Lunner being guarded by Stern. She'll fake left to go right. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say no foul. They're going to say the ball went out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So they're bringing it from the backcourt, 84 feet away. Good thing we don't have video. 1:46. Going to tip out of bounds. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Hey, what is that? The payback? That's not the way to do it. 1:44 on the game clock. 47-44. 3-point advantage for the Lady Tigers. We're going to right side with the basketball. Cameron Lunner to the corner. Ella Hitchcock to the dribble. Out top, Katie Roten. 1-3, converging with Blackburn. Outside the arc, what's got good. Hamilton Heights, Ella Hitchcock. Left elbow extended. Tie ball game at 8:47. 1:12 left. Ball's in the front court, blocked it. She'll dribble out of it, she'll pass. Right there to Maddie Hitch. And timeout call, Newcastle. Head coach Molly Bates. Gonna talk this over. 1:10 left. 70 seconds left here in the first overtime. 47-47. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, in flat. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Online at Noblesville Trophies. com. So first buzzer sounds. Getting ready to inbound the basketball. 1:10 left. Going to be brought in by Newcastle in the front court just left of their bench area. Just right of the scores bench. 1:10 left. Going to handle the basketball. Maddie Neese. She'll pass to the back court slightly. Emma Hart on the dribble. In the center circle, back and forth. She'll work it. She'll pass it to Maddie Neese. They'll hand off out top. They'll give it to Blackburn. And the Blackburn on the dribble. Inside the arc. Free throw line will bring it back out. Going to be picked away. Going to get a steal. Cameron Lunner gets the steal. They go off the glass. We're going to call a foul. We're going to find out, is that an intentional foul? No signal there. As she got clobbered, she'll shoot twice. Would take some pretty good guess to call the intentional foul. Even in the first overtime period with just 1 second left, Patty Meeks is going to check out the ball game. She has her fifth foul in tonight's contest. In the ball game for her, number 13, Morley Blessinger, 5'7" junior. Cameron Nunner shot on the way, rims around, falls in. It rimmed around. Everybody was holding their breath. It falls in at 48-47. 51 seconds left. Overtime. Second one also good. Nothing good yet. 2-point advantage to get into Emma Hart. Gonna be a steal. Steal by Cameron Nunner. That's pretty much the same way it happened in the Jay Family game. Different side of the court. Inverted. Outside 38 seconds left. They're gonna whip the foul. That's probably the second foul that Watson tried to get on Cameron on the dribble. The ref wouldn't call the first one. So she had to make a little bit stronger foul here. Zaka Gowia Watson picks up number 4. She fouls Cameron Leonard. She's back at the stripe. She'll shoot the double bonus. First one rims out. They'll get one more. It's pretty important foul, or important foul shot, I should say. Which puts the Lady Huskies up by 3. Shot on the way, rimmed around, falls in. 3-point advantage. They'll bring it in. Newcastle. Half court line, lost the handle. Jack Agolia Watson mishandled the pass in the center circle. Ends up in the hands of Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten goes right side deep. In the front court, she got fouled. She'll shoot the double bonus. Foul's going to be whistled on Emma Hart. She picks up number 2 in the ballgame. First shot on the way. Kaylee Roten long off the rim. Wouldn't go. She'll have one more. Kaylee Roten shooting 64% at the stripe. She's 14 for 23 on the season. Rims around, falls in. 15 for 24. A 4-point ballgame. We're going to call it a kick. Off the foot of Mia Shields. 28.7 left. Brought in by Blessinger. Getting into Emma Hart. Emma Hart gets the ball back. She's on the drive. She'll stop, pop at 3. Off the mark with no rebound, Mikayla Moran. She'll pinch off point guard, Ella Hickok. 15 seconds left. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. I'm going to whistle this on Newcastle. Saka Gowia Watson. 6 foot junior, she's going to check out of the ballgame. Just check out. 30 seconds awarded to make a decision. Molly Bates, she's fine. She knows exactly what's going on. And you're going to enter the ballgame with number 44, Ari McTeer. Ari McTeer wears number 44. She's a 6 foot sophomore. Double bonus. Couldn't get the first one. Ella Hickok, she'll get one more. The 4-point ball game. Timeout, Lady Huskies, Coach Keegan Terry. They thought this over. 15.4 seconds left. One more foul shot going to be awarded to Ella Hickok. 51-47. 15.4 left. A good ball game. We knew it would be. And I will remind you, this game honored to support Indiana's game. That's the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. Proud partners of the IHSAA. We'll mention this game with this heart being brought to you by BritsInFishers.com since 1983. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. One is BritsInFishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana, 46038. The other one is Christian Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. That's FritzInFishers.com. FRITZ. Second shot going to be awarded. Lane is full. Second buzzer sounds. Bounce pass from the official, Ella Hitchcock. 15.4 left. Shot on the way, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, secure there by next year. To get into the front court, we'll work it back to Blackburn. And check it back. Top of the key, 3 points, got in the heart. Got it. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Don't have to inbound it. 51-50. Man, hey. They are surprised, but there we go. Out on the floor, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. And the sectional. Yorktown High School. Well-run sectional. Athletic Director Paul Heidenreich. He's been here for all of it. He did a fine job orchestrating this sectional. And they're going to cross in front of the scores bench right now. Hamilton Heights and Newcastle. We'll come back up here. We're going to talk briefly. We'll take Stephen Till. We'll talk to him. Not a decibel level happening right here. Overtime, Hamilton Heights 51, Newcastle 50. So they're going to give the basketball. They're going to give it to the runner-up right here. The runner-up, Newcastle. Pretty good deal. Hamilton Heights celebrating. Zeros on the scoreboard. It's just extras. Just one. 51-50. Hamilton Heights being asked only at center court for presentation, basketball, and the trophy. Athletic Director Paul Heidenreich going to present. The two seniors, Mateo Moran and Mia Shields, going to accept the trophy and the basketball. And then they're doing so right now. Mr. Heidenreich giving them some quality words. They're going to celebrate right now on the floor. We'll celebrate from now. There's the center circle. Coach. Say what, Coach? That was a good overtime, and it was a good game.
You know, AJ, I sort of feel like we lost. I mean, we just credit to Newcastle. That defense was stifling. We weren't real sure. We hadn't prepared for that. That's something we hadn't seen all season, that inverted triangle. So it was just relying on our girls to make plays. We didn't shoot the ball. Once again, I'm not a big fan of this gym from a shooting perspective. So I guess it's the same for both teams, but we just have not shot the ball here well ever. And we didn't really do it again tonight, but one thing we did have, and that was the best player on the floor, and that was Cameron Rutter. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. She is like Dev Taxes. I mean, she is a certain Dev Taxes and Cameron Rutter. That girl just refuses to lose. Her will to win is unmatched. And once again, she just refused to lose, put us on her back, and we're going to cut nets because of her.
I tell you what, your fans, I mean, the decibel level here was deafening. Is it somewhat because you didn't get a chance to play Newcastle this season in the regular?
Well, I'm not sure. Had we played Newcastle in the regular season, I'm not sure they would have played that defense like they did tonight with that inverted triangle. That was a nice little scheme, and no disrespect to Newcastle, but I felt like we were the better basketball team. But, man, they are physical. They compete. They play hard. And when 15 meets and number three get going, they can be really, really hard to guard. And when they're making shots like they were tonight, they're tough.
I know you want to celebrate this, but for fans listening, when you go Friday or Saturday, I'm sure you'll stay in a hotel Friday before you play at 10 o'clock game Saturday morning.
Yeah, so we'll get to work tonight on some of those details with Mr. Ogden and the athletic department. Historically, that's what we've done is go up and spend the night on Friday. But we always, you know, we have practice there at Belmont on Friday last year, but they're Belmont boys play, so we're going to have to figure out our schedule. This is short prep, and very, very fortunate to be coming out of this one with a win.
Coach, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Coach Keegan Sherry. He knows what's going on. And then, believe it or not, they're playing role with the changes again right here, and I don't mind it. But a second time for the same game. So it's 5 minutes and 35 seconds on the studio album.
That's okay. That works good. Please go back up here. I tell you what, Caitlin.
Good woman here. You both play together. Both of them just witness.
Oh, we're just so proud of the girls. They fought me in, fought in overtime, but I'm really happy for the Husky-year-olds right now.
I'm pretty happy, too. I mean, it's a fresh fit, Taylor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm super excited for them. It's nice to get a win back-to-back in the sectional title, so, yeah.
We got a point guard, Oswald. We got Taylor Kirkley, former Hamilton Heights basketball player, played for Coach Keegan Cherry. Isn't he the best to play for?
Oh, he is, definitely. Yeah, he's awesome.
Absolutely. You're going to be there on Saturday at Belmont?
We'll try. We got a game ourselves, so we'll try.
But me and Sports will be there.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
So that is two former players. Caitlin Kirkley. I'll tell you what. Jillian Oswald, if you didn't mind if I called her Jillian. I did most of the time she played. She goes by Jill once in a while, but back home she does. But what a ball game. Hamilton Heights in Newcastle. Hamilton Heights eke out the victory. So Hamilton Heights will be in action. Next game will be Saturday at Belmont High School. That's about an hour and a half. So if you go up there and you go straight north on 69, way up there, you go through Decatur. Yeah, you go east. And Belmont High School is just 7 miles from the Ohio border. But that's a good place to go. The boys' baseball team played there last spring. They played in the regional there. The girls are familiar with that. They've been there several times. And even back in the day when Dakota Wedderburg was playing, she played there. And that's a good place to play. So we'll mention the regional is going to be like this. It's going to be at Belmont High School. It'll be Garrett. The Garrett Lady Railroaders. Yep, the Garrett Lady Railroaders. They'll play against Hamilton Heights. Garrett, they are presently number 2 in the state final poll. They're 25-1. Lady Huskies are now 18-5. Lady Huskies in the final poll. You know Lady Huskies right there. And that's good way to go. Hamilton Heights tied at number 8 with Mishawaka Marion. So Huskies 18-5. Garrett 25-1. Those records go out the door. You're playing a regional game. So we do thank you for tuning in. If you do want to tune in on Friday this week, another basketball game at about 7:30. Gibson Blue Devils are going to host in their gym. This is a recently picked up ball game. Culver Academy is going to be there. Down at Culver Academy game this year, they are pretty good. They are good. That's an understatement. They play a tough schedule. You're going to go there live at Tiffin. You can watch that game on Friday night. But I'm sure the Lady Huskies are going to be in a hotel getting some rest Friday evening, getting ready to play their game Saturday at 10. If you're tuning in to TheEnSports.com, we'll be there. We do thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.